You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Statistics Minister Shane Retty has announced that the census form will be scrapped and instead replaced with smaller surveys and administrative data. Concerns have been raised about how replacement data can serve the core democratic functions of the census, including where electorate boundaries should be drawn and the accessibility of basic needs like housing and internet. Earlier this week, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon expressed openness to reducing sick leave entitlements. Workplace Relations Minister Brooke Van Velden has said she is not looking into an overall reduction in sick days, but how sick leave is accumulated. And tensions between Israel and Iran continue to escalate as Israel's war on Gaza continues, threatening global security. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke with Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about both of these topics. Here is that interview. Do you agree with the decision from the government to scrap the census?
Look, what we're disappointed about is that there was no discussion or consultation. This is a big decision, and we want to know that whatever is going to replace the census is going to provide us with better data. And we've got nothing that gives us that assurance at this point in time.
Would the alternative proposals from the government adequately meet the needs of minority populations as well as the majority?
Well, because we haven't been consulted, we are unsure of that, and that's really concerning to us. I'm, you know, concerned about things like the data on homelessness, which we get through the census. I'm also concerned that we may not be able to get the data on disabled people that we've been able to get through the census that we only introduced, I think, at the last census, the Washington Six Questions. And so there is a real possibility that we will be bereft of that information, and that will have an impact on, you know, any government's ability to make policy decisions and to make decisions on where money should be invested.
Some data collection in New Zealand has colonial origins, land surveying, for example. Should Māori data sovereignty be part of the conversation on census alternatives?
Well, there should have been a conversation. I think even Len Cook himself, who said that there should be transparency around this decision and around what will replace the census. That's so important because that would provide us with an opportunity to end up with something more robust. But at the moment, we've just been given this decision, and there's not been any kind of invitation for there to be a bipartisan approach to this.
If you return to government next year, what will you do to make sure marginalised New Zealanders' voices are counted?
Well, we're hoping that before next year, the government will reach out to us and include us in this conversation, because this has to be enduring. It's not just about one government. It is about the future of New Zealand, our ability to evaluate policies, our ability to be able to make informed decisions with robust evidence, and to make evidence-based investments as well. The government talk about being about social investment. Well, if you don't have the right data, how can you make the right decision?
Should there be a restructuring of how sick leave is given in New Zealand?
No, and actually it's very disappointing that Luxon said before the last election that he wasn't going to touch sick leave, and now we have Brock messing with it. What's highly embarrassing is that actually the Prime Minister doesn't seem to know what his own ministers and government are doing, because he got that wrong earlier this week, and his own minister had to come out publicly and correct him.
As you say, there's been some discrepancy between what the Prime Minister and Workplace Relations Minister are saying. Should the government be providing more certainty?
Absolutely, they should be. And also, the Prime Minister needs to be on top of his brief and know what's going on, and not create this air of confusion for New Zealanders because he's making incorrect statements about what his government's doing.
Overall, how can the needs of workers be balanced with small businesses who might struggle with staffing shortages, for example?
Well, I think what we need to be mindful of here is the impacts of the change that is being proposed. And as I've said previously, we haven't been even presented with any evidence to show that there is a problem here, that New Zealanders are rorting the sick leave, policy. And so it would be, you know, first and foremost, the government shouldn't be making decisions off the back of their own ideology. They should be able to say, we are doing this because of this, that and the other, and here is the evidence. Well, we haven't seen any evidence, and so they shouldn't be moving on this at all.
Are you concerned about what the escalating tensions between Iran and Israel could mean for global security?
Oh, absolutely. And just, you know, it's horrendous looking at the images of what's going on over there. What we need is some diplomacy. We need de-escalation. We just need this to stop, you know. But instead we see it escalating. I can only imagine the terror that the people on the ground in those countries are going through. But it's certainly scary for even us on this side of the world to see this.
Given the human rights violations, particularly from Israel and their ongoing actions in Gaza, should New Zealand play a more vocal role in condemning this conflict?
Well, we've got to call for diplomacy, and we've got to call for de-escalation. Of course, I think internationally, we're all condemning what's going on. When it comes to Gaza and Israel, we've been really clear as a political party. We need tougher sanctions. We need humanitarian visas for those that need to and should leave. But we're not seeing these decisions being made by this government at pace, and that's highly disappointing and confusing. How hard is it? We've done some of these things before, including humanitarian visas. You know, just get on to it, government.
That was Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone on the scrapping of the census, the government's investigation into changing sick leave entitlements, and the impact of escalating tensions between Israel and Iran on global security.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.